Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading!
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Listen, Negro, you know I don't have like internet like I do over in the States.
Yeah, now
you know
that you turn
that
this
data
nigga,
package costs?
Now that you turn this nigga into the butler.
Master Wayne treats me real good, alright?
I guess we too good to hear from CJ himself. We gotta get the message from Wayne
even,
or something.
Don't even
like,
give me that.
Yeah. Whatever, nigga. Yeah,
I guess it'll be a bad time to tell him I'm gonna take your last name.
Yeah, you gonna what? Fine. You gonna do what?
You know how people get tattoos?
You gonna take Wayne's last name?
Yeah, I'm adding the family last name to mine.
Oh my God. Cody.
Yes, sir.
This dude he's sucking Wayne's dick now or whatever.
Oh, no, don't you do that.
He didn't tell Wayne.
Man is still loving over here, okay? God.
Before you got on Cody, he was just over here praising, talking about, don't talk about Wayne like that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what? Complete 180. What the fuck happened out there?
That dude, hey, Cody, I'm gonna tell you this right now. This motherfucker had Wayne texting me talking about, well, CJ wants to do it, so if you guys ever, I was like, what are you, his butler now? What are you?
That's the way he treats well. He treats me well over here. You leave him alone.
Cause from what I was told last week, and Cody, you was here too, we wasn't gonna do it this week. Am I not mistaken?
Oh yeah, I don't know if CJ said he was gonna do it for sure, but we said we might just do a...
Yeah, me and you said that, then this motherfucker...
Why do y'all do your own goddamn thing? Negro back.
This motherfucker told Master Wayne, could you send P1 a message here? So first thing I say about him is like, see, you sucking Wayne's dick. Now he's like, don't talk about Wayne like that. Don't talk about him. He's my friend.
He's my brother, my cousin.
Oh my Lord, Cody, what the hell did you two niggas been doing together?
She is my cousin. You
CJ, when we told you to go out there and help him find a woman, we didn't say help him find you. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know what? He did find a woman out here too. I gotta tell you the story about that later about the weddings and everything.
I gotta tell, Cody a story about you and his cousin, but, anyway. Yeah, hey, nigga, I know everything that happens. I ain't gotta even be there.
You don't know everything, my darkening brother.
Shit. Wayne got a big ass mouth.
Yeah, P1's saying that. That's saying a lot.
Exactly. So, what that telling you? I love how this motherfucker was talking shit about him last week.
How was I talking? Go ahead. Yeah, I did. I told him that when I come down here, we're going to make sure we get him some like ladies.
And it looked like he found a bear instead.
Now, I'll show you. I'll give you the true pictures of where the true ladies are.
And Cody, I'll give you the real text messages I got here, too. So that way we can be fair on two parts here now. I can't wait to show Cody. Cody's gonna be like, damn, damn, he did train Wayne or something like that. Wayne been texting me since this morning, Cody, talking about, well, you know, hey, if you want to do it at this time, CJ said he's up for it. You just gotta let him know when. I was like, nigga, he the one that told us he wasn't gonna be it.
Look, I didn't want to hold you guys back. You know how much it costs to call somebody or send a text from Australia?
Better get that unlimited, babe. Don't you worry.
I work for them. That's why I know how bad they're going to fuck me.
Look like Wayne fucking you right now. Hey, Cody, that nigga Wayne told him that shit. He's like, oh, mate, let me do it for you because if you do it, it's going to cost you a lot, man. You know, I don't have a problem doing it for you. That nigga show don't sound this busy now. Talking about he always working, whatever. Don't sound like he working now. Sound like he got some CJ and Wayne time right now.
Yeah,
I heard y'all
had some time together. Yes, we did. All right.
Cody, they did a little 300 review together. I was like, oh, look, ain't that cute? Cody, I said, ain't that cute? Them two went to go see that movie together.
That's adorable.
It's adorable.
That is adorable.
Hey, you know what? When I come down here to see Wayne, all we want to do is watch a bunch of burly men on screen. thrusting their swords into each other, banging
all
them.
The movies that's out right now, them niggas went to go see the gayest fucking movie on screen.
All right, those greasy motherfuckers.
I love it in their review too. They didn't understand a damn thing in the part of myself. A little, a lot of beefcake in there, man.
Shit, I don't know what happened, but damn, see what happens in that motherfucker.
Oh, I'm glad to see that two of us is keeping it straight on this show. Yeah. because CJ's completely lost. Hey, Cody, CJ's even using Wayne's account on Skype.
I see. Oh, I came early. Wait, hold on.
He was like, I walk on the Walking Dead show, or are they doing damn darkness? What's going on here? You see that wolf on that picture, Cody? I think it's sweet and lovely to sing this song. Secret lovers. And that's worth, what they are.
And he was worth every penny.
Yeah, you notice that Wayne ain't been sounding depressed or nothing or whatever. I've been with CJ Lee's. He's going to be like, oh, May got work and all this now. And CJ's going to be like, well, my life is back to normal. Now, them two are going to be fucking sad as hell. I didn't know you two were that gay for each other now. Jesus Christ. and you got the nerve to talk about me and Cody last week. Talking about me fucking in the street and him in the hallway. Look at you. Broadcasting your happiness all over the internet.
Have you ever tried to make love on top of a koala?
I would assume that he was on top of you, but he looks like the one that wants to be the giver, not the taker.
Oh man.
Hey, them two are like sidekicks. Cody, I swear
you know what, being down here though, it does an eye opener. Like I seen, yeah, Cody, you would something. Definitely love coming down here.
It because, definitely is an eye opener for me and Cody.
3,000 of the 4,000 limited edition Dark Knight metal case special edition. We don't even have that in the States, Cody.
You said the Dark Knight.
Hey, I mean, not the Dark Knight, the Man of Steel. Cody, Cody don't like that movie. It's a good movie.
I was about to say, Cody, we live in L.A. I think we do got that. I know they don't have it in Australia because guess what? It's Australia, but this is L.A. We have everything. Everything? Everything. Back me up here, Cody, don't we?
Not the metal, ultra super high def edition of Dark Man of Steel.
That's because that's where it made all his money at. It's fucking Australia.
Cody flew down here like 18 times to do that.
Oh, don't you be trying to switch it on Cody now. Look at
hey, see that shit?
Nigga, you ain't slick. You ain't off the hook, nigga.
Motherfucker getting his ass plugged in Australia. Put a ton of shit on me. Son of a bitch.
You know what? I wish me and Cody was in the same room right now having a drink doing this shit so we can just make fun of y'all asses or whatever. You motherfuckers. I've been broadcasting y'all happiness all over the internet and shit. Look at us. We got a 300 review. Oh, yay.
Happy.
Oh, you niggas. You niggas cracked me up. I swear. People, welcome to the darkness.
Darkness, everybody.
Another episode of the gayest darkness.
Hey, what goes on in the dark? You don't tell them the light.
You wait till we get to Vegas, nigga. We just gonna, me and Cody gonna look at your ass just looking on here like, Cody, I bet y'all sad and shit cause Wayne ain't here. Got him. Wayne ain't here. I noticed that Luke ain't been around with y'all. That Luke's probably even shaking his head like, damn, y'all need to get married or something.
He doesn't have time for this. He doesn't even have time to shit, let alone have time to listen to this or to record. He just got married.
Whatever, nigga, whatever. Oh my lord, damn. So what brings us darkness, brother? Well, CJ, we know how your weekend was. But you know what, I'm gonna ask it again, how was your weekend, CJ?
Oh man, it's fantastic being down here in the darkness below.
How much dick did you suck down there? How much, huh? I want to know, being the only Negro down there, how much?
I can't because they got too much Vegemite on their dicks. So there's none of that going on.
Is Mr. Smell treating you right?
Oh, yeah, he's treating me right. You know what? Let me take the time to say thank you to all the Smells out here, all the cousins that I have made. I am an honorary
member. Especially the cousin you want to fuck.
Oh. Who told you that?
Don't worry about it, bro. I got my sources.
She was fine, man. She
you don't
fine.
Think I'm friends with that whole family neither?
She
come on now.
Like, as soon as they told me, like, they made me part of the family, and then they said, you know you can't fuck it now, right? And I'm like, look, I watch Game of Thrones, all right? We can keep it in the family.
Well, guess what? Me and Cody ain't related to her, so, look like one of us got a shot then.
We gotta make it, I'm telling you, we're gonna make a little Joffrey. We're gonna call him Jamal Free or something like that, I don't know.
Gonna make a little P1 running around here, that's what we gonna do. Like, I know which cousin you're talking about.
Oh man, she was so, oh my gosh, she was so hot. And there was a lot of hot girls there at the wedding. Cause if you guys don't know, I'm down here in Australia for, Wayne brother Luke, who is getting married, and you know, Wayne and Luke from Not Worth to Kick Me Ass.
You already got married, CJ.
And yes, they did. And I, you know, they invited.
It happens when you look at ass all day, people. Yeah. This is what happens.
So I'm here in Australia, just kind of hanging out with the family and just seeing the great wedding that we had this past weekend. My God, I mean, it was a lot of great things that happened over here, especially seeing all the family members and
tell us about those great things between you and Wayne. Please share. Me and Cody are all ears right now. Please share.
Wait, did we want to hear this shit? I don't know, man.
Yeah, ratings, man, ratings. Please.
I don't know, Cody.
Cody. As soon as he gets a little weird, that's when we hang up on his ass.
Me, y'all bring in your topics and whatever. If you guys got topics.
Nah, fuck your talk. We want to hear about you and your great story. That's
the topic.
No, but
the topic of you and Wayne. That's the topic to me.
No, I first arrived here on this like 100-hour flight to Australia, sitting next to some kind of Justin Bieber terrorist. You know, like,
I heard about that. Yeah,
man, I'm sitting next to this kid. He got a hoodie on. He's like playing around with a device, trying to cover his phone and everything. And I'm thinking,
sure,
like,
he wasn't looking in the mirror.
He was doing everything.
And I'm talking about you. You sure you wasn't looking in the mirror?
Oh,
you sure
no,
you
I was. You
sure you didn't have a hoodie on your head? Nigga?
Nah, that wasn't me. Hey, I know how to fly. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to be the Trayvon Martin of disguise.
Oh, damn.
I'm just getting up to get some water. Sit down, nigga.
And you know where you're heading, too. Racist-ass dark country.
Hey, it ain't no dark here. That's why I came, to bring the darkness back. If you don't know, the Australians, they got rid of all the dark people.
I was gonna say, look like you switched sides, judging from your happy ass right by.
Hey, I know how to fit in. I am a shadow. The darkness is shadows. We know how to fit in the crevices of the light.
He says, I know how to become light when I need to, brother.
Right. That's how I made it this far.
Damn, you really is part of the dark side then, whatever. He's like, I'm using my Jedi mind, my darkness mind tricks to make you believe. I'm like,
you don't make it past 18 in Chicago without learning how to live in the light. Especially
Hell yeah, shit. Cody grew up in fucking Sherman Oaks. He know all about that shit.
You the same way, P1.
What the fuck?
Don't put me in there now. Come on, hey. I grew up in a nice neighborhood. It was Compton.
Whatever. Yeah, they only shot 2 people a week.
Yeah, exactly. Cody grew up in Sherman Oaks. Now, you know them niggas was dying every day in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So fucking ghetto out here.
Yeah, fucking ghetto, dude. Mexicans is just hopping fences to get to that. As soon as Australians gonna be hopping the fence to get there soon. Especially once they see how fine Wayne's cousin is.
Oh, my gosh. She was fine. She was,
She's got that little accent on her, too.
We need to hurry up and get this empire started so we can bring her over.
Shit, if you can come over real quick to the P1 studios, I'll be happy to show her around LA and then, take her to the night.
I feel so sorry for Wayne for being related to her.
Yeah. Hey, he gonna do shit with her. He looking at you. He trying to get you to go see 300 part 2 again. So.
And there's a line of people waiting for Wayne, especially after the wedding. I mean, if you dress this fool up, you dress Wayne up, he look like, and this is where I got it. The reason why Wayne hates Tom Cruise is because there is a picture. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. But there's a picture at his best mate's wedding. And he looks just like fucking Tom Cruise in a suit. He looks exactly like him.
You know, I believe you when you say there is a line on, because Wayne is not a bad looking dude. Once again, he looks like that racist motherfucker from that Hotline. So he's not a bad looking dude. Okay. He looks good, all right? I agree with that. But when you get Wayne on a Walking Dead show or on a Not Worth Kicking Ass show, he sounds like the most miserable motherfucker that ain't never had no pussy before. At first, I thought he was joking with it. He ain't joking
though. he doesn't need a joke now. Now
I think he's gotten so depressed with it, he just doesn't care when Ash passes by him. He just looks at him and goes like, oh, what are you gonna do for me?
Hey, you know what? You know, he should be like that, because this man works out intently. You know, this man works out. You know, he need a girl that can keep up working out with him. Because this dude,
I told him to come to Vegas with us or whatever, and me, Cody, and CJ gonna take him to the local strip club and, you know, get him a nice little stripper on us, of course. Roofie him. Look, and then leave him there.
No. But he was getting pimped out by the bride. The bride was trying to pimp him out to one of her bridesmaids.
Because he's a good-looking dude. That's why. There's nothing wrong with that. And plus, he's just as racist as they are. So it's just perfect.
Now, like the bride,
plus, the best part about it is they realize that, oh my God, he invited the Negro. He is a loving person. Oh my God.
That insurance policy.
You don't want to get with him and say, like, can I beat him, please? If I can get beat with you, can I beat him?
I bet there's people kept whispering in his ear, pointing at you and shit. It's like, can I have one swing at him, please? He's like, no, mate, not at the wedding, not at the wedding. Now, after the wedding, mate, you can do whatever you want to them there.
You'll get blood on the skirts.
You talk to me.
If you want to be the nigga, you talk to me.
Talk to me. You know what Wayne told him? He's just like, if you think he's something, wait till you meet the other Darkness Brothers, whatever. All three of them is worth a beating.
I know, he can ready to sell us too. Maybe that's why he flew it down here.
He said the best part about them is they come in sizes too. You can start from P1, work your way to Cody, and then go to CJ.
You got small, medium, and large.
So, he's like they're all muscular in shape and everything. They got them big ass wide heads, you know.
I thought it was weird when I got down there and one of them put their finger in my mouth to see how good my gums were. So
she's probably seeing if they were purple or not.
Yeah.
She wanted to check. Did she sniff it and say, oh my God, it does smell like purple Kool-Aid?
You know, somebody asked me about that, dude.
Cody, I like how he's laughing about this. Any other time, that nigga be like, man, you know, they asked me about this.
That's in America, okay? You know, they know better. You know, Australia, these people live on an island. This is a third world country. And I
in Australia like a motherfucker. Continue, CJ. Go ahead.
Here in Australia, you know, it's a third world country. The power goes out. You know, they live by a dictator. You know, so I don't put that much tolerance. I put more tolerance on them than I would do somebody in America.
You mean the same dictator that was following George Bush's plans and shit?
Yeah.
That shows you Australia ain't nothing but a back pocket to America, because they just like following us even when we're at our lowest.
No,
but anyway.
You know what? One thing is the news are exactly the same.
Oh yeah, how the hell you think Wayne was able to create Not Worth Kicking the Ass?
He's a revolutionary.
All right, I got one question now.
Yeah.
You've been to Wayne's room?
Yeah.
Obviously you have, because you probably stepped in the door. Sure, obviously you have.
Yeah, the fuck kind of question is that?
Now my question is, did you find any Justin Bieber posters and shit like that? Oh, you pausing?
Yep.
I'm looking. Silence. I'm looking. It's somewhere. He must have hit him.
That nigga is defending Wayne like a
motherfucker. Now, there ain't no Justin Bieber. It's only manly shit in here, like He-Man and
Highlander.
See this shit?
There's nothing but swords here.
Cody, I like how he's getting defensive though. He's just like, this shit manly in here. Ain't none of that gay shit in here. No Justin people. He got swords.
He got crossbows hanging up. He has swords and everything.
Is he James Franco for spring breakers? Look at my shit. I got nunchucks.
No, you don't have. No. That's not spring breakers. He got daybreakers. He got a daybreaker poster.
All right, CJ. Is that you done now, bro?
you done? I'm trying to give you the truth, man. You don't want to hear it. I'm trying to give you the light.
Because you sound suspicious, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that sounds suspicious.
Cody, have you ever heard him defend anyone like this?
Hell the fuck no.
Did you hear the tone in his voice? He was just like, he got manly shit in here. What you talking about, P1?
I hate you. Oh, I hate you, B1, you son of a bitch.
You and your boyfriend. Damn. Wayne must have showed you a good ass time somewhere.
Turn that ass up.
Have a good time of all the money I spent flying down here.
Man, that nigga paid your way. Come on, you nigga. That's why Wayne's been working so hard lately. He's just like, oh, I gotta get his black ass down here. Turn his little cupcake ass in and out.
Oh, God.
Get some of that white cream filling up there. Oh, my God. Oh, we finally got you though, CJ. We finally got you. That motherfucker drugged you, dude. You sound awful defensive though, I ain't gonna lie, man. This is the man we talking about that hates everything, people. Every week. Matter of fact, the last 2 weeks, he didn't gave three rants. Matter of fact, he outran in both of us and shit. Now all of a sudden, that brother over here like, oh no, Wayne Manley up here. You know, shit. He doing good. He treats me well. He taking care of me. Taking me to his family. You know, he got nice cousins or whatever. Oh, he got girls. He got lots of them. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I am recording this shit. I'm gonna edit this shit out.
Who are you, CJ? And what are you doing with the real CJ?
CJ went on vacation and he came down here. And he found a family that loves him just as much as his own, even better. And yes. So yes, I would defend my cousin.
Oh my lord.
My cousin of light, which will come to the darkness.
Oh my god, this show ain't never be the same now that he's sucking with his dick.
Don't worry, I'm just gonna come back to the States and work my shitty ass job again for like a day, and then I'll be back to normal. So let me enjoy this hour of bliss.
Me and Cody gonna make it our mission to get you fucked up and angry now. And we gonna make sure. Gonna make sure we bring the darkness back out of your black.
Oh, ain't gonna be a problem. We're gonna get fucked up.
Shit. You know shit don't close in Vegas neither, right, brother? So, yeah, we gonna make sure you lit liquored up. We ain't gonna have none of this cute shit you got going on.
You know what? I did wanna talk about this one. Look, I come down here and I do get some racism, but not from me being black. I was more pissed off cause nobody asked me any really black stuff. They lumped me in with the Americans and shit. You know, they're like, oh, you're Americans. You come down here, you don't know how to do things here. I don't know, what the fuck are you talking about?
You don't know how to eat Vegemite, mate.
Yeah, Vegemite. That is one. Now that's some nasty shit. You know, I can love Wayne as much as I would love.
But and I ain't never been to Australia, but I've been around them parts, and I know how motherfuckers act. So
they gave me a Vegemite sandwich, man. I try to eat it to be cultural. What's the word?
Cultural.
You gotta take that dick out your mouth first, man. You gotta take that Wayne dick out your mouth.
I try to be, you know, sensitive I'll taste anything. I'll try anything once.
Me and Cody see that. Yeah.
See, that's how they had to keep me off the dick. They had to put Vegemite on the dick. Sorry, to keep me off of it.
Continue, my brother. Go ahead.
They get me this Vegemite. Toast, cause they love eating toast and Vegemite, and they get it, and this shit tastes disgusting. This shit is like the nastiest shit in the world.
I mean, are you really shocked by it? I mean, if Wayne told you he loved it, well come on now, this nigga still loves 80s movies, thinking that they should be still making today, come on now.
But it's not them though, it's not just him, it's the nation. The nation loves it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They backwards.
This shit tastes like death on bread. You know, it is like the nastiest shit in the world. It tastes like poo. It tastes like you take some doo-doo from your booty.
Some doo-doo.
And you spread it on the bread. That's what it still tastes. Doo-doo from your ass ain't better than that shit.
Cody, did he just say spring it on the bread? Damn, Bill Cosby.
You take some doo-doo from your boo-boo and you spread it on your bread. And you go, you
want
to eat that, then you go,
oh my god.
Yeah, dude. Wait a minute. You silly, man. Your brain is just...
Cody, I don't know this Chicago. I'm sorry. I don't know this nigga. Dude, have you ever met this brother, Cody?
Yeah.
I met him.
I'm talking about this version of you.
Oh, this CJ. No, I don't know who the hell this is.
I don't know who this nigga is.
This is the same goddamn butt.
Where is my Hobbit hating fried chicken ordering. I hate fights. IHOP looking nigga at, huh?
Look at that Jedi mind trick that you trying to play right now. You
got this dick sucking Wayne Love.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? You're crazy.
The CJ I know would never call his darkness brothers crazy. Am I right, Cody?
Oh, I don't know. He put that man of shit on me, so he might, huh?
Well, oh, here's the real question. Does Wayne have a copy of that fucking Man of Steel?
No, he does not.
You sure? Have you looked around? That nigga probably hid shit. He knew you was coming or whatever.
And this man got like a wall of DVDs. He have a house made of DVDs, and I did not see one copy of Man of Steel.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's all right with that. Now, we did go to some, like I said, we went to some knockoff Best Buy, and their Best Buy, like the place that they call Best Buy, it looked just like
Feel Good?
Yeah. It looked just like a flea market. Like, I didn't know what I was supposed to buy for some, like, illegal immigrants or some shit like that. But they had the metal case of Man of Steel there, and it was like one of 4,000 cases that was all in that same very shopping mall.
Okay, that movie came out last year on Blu-ray shit. How the fuck is that still on display?
I'm telling you, man, I should've, god damn, I should've took a picture of. But it was like a real steel thing. It even had deleted scenes. I read the back. It said deleted scenes, an anthology, posters.
How the hell is there an anthology? What the f-
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And it says over 3 hours of footage. And I'm like, who's doing this, Cody? Like, why?
You're gonna ask Cody.
Wish I fucking knew.
Cody greenlighted. That's what he greenlighted. Like, he said, fuck it. Yeah, I don't care. Put whatever you want on there.
He's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger in Japan. He's like, oh, they will never find me over here.
Did like, they get commentary from Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Mr. Freeze on that DVD as well? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to be a part of Man of Steel, but I was already part of the greatest Batman franchise ever. Yeah, so you think.
All the proceeds go to Consuela taking care of my illegitimate son.
I thought you were going to say all the proceeds go to Stallone because he needs the money. Only person that's paying to see his movies nowadays is Wayne.
You know what? These Australians, though, they love Rocky. They love all that Rocky shit. I mean, it's something about Rocky and them. I don't know what kind of religion this following they have, but they love
it. I love Rocky too, but just on the verge of hearing how you talking about all this, whatever, I kind of want to just say, fuck Rocky right now. Yeah, I will be that asshole. Fuck Rocky, all right? Watch me popping that Blu-ray later tonight. Yeah, that's a good movie. I mean, it ain't no warrior, but it'll do.
So how the states been?
I don't know, nigga. You tell us.
Hey, fuck you and your darkness, you piece of shit.
I'm the darkness.
Oh, great. Whitey is on here now. Huh? Yeah, I guess he got done sucking CJ's dick.
Look, we are professionals making your business. Darkios now. You got cereal and everything. You'll
he decided to get on mic because he got tired of sucking CJ's dick. He's like, what? Did I hear my name? What?
Hey, look, you gotta take a breath sooner or later, okay?
I knew it.
CJ's
all nervous and he's like, wait, you wasn't supposed to say that? He gonna expose me. My mama listened to this show. She know me.
What the hell she do?
My mama think I'm a good Christian. Come on now.
I know, right? That's not true. Cause I live with her, god damn it. I ain't telling her.
I gotta go to church with her on Sundays. Come on now. Every session.
Every Sunday. That's why I begged them to send me to work on Sunday.
Oh my lord.
She's like, oh, you on vacation now. You can go to church on Sunday. They called me in for emergency. Three cell phones died in a car crash and.
Yeah, I think it was on that plane.
It was on, hey, you heard about that plane that's just missing?
Where is all this excitement coming from you from CJ? Like,
I was drinking that. I don't know.
You hear the tone in his voice, Cody? He's just like,
hey, he's real optimistic.
He's like, you hear about that plane?
It was awesome. Like, can you read the news, right? Okay, here's some news. Thanks, Cody, for the news segment. God. But the news is that there were like these two little, these two like white girls with blonde hair and shit. They go and talk to this Asian fight pilot and try to take some pictures with him. And this dude is all like, he looked like, Mac JJ, all happy in some ass. You know, he just happy.
Mac JJ looked like he gets raped on a daily basis with that smile he does. It looked like he goes to the natural vet center down the street from his place or whatever, right there in Melbourne, Australia. And I think he lives in Sydney. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, he walks his little gay ass right down there and he looks like he says, which of your dogs have the biggest dick? And, he says, oh, that one right there. Can you release him out the cage and I'll bend over for him. There you go. He takes it right up the ass from that dog dick. No, I'm sorry. What was you saying now?
So what happened was they lose a fucking plane and like, I got on one of these motherfuckers. Like, how do you lose a plane? What's going on?
Why did you sound so excited about that thing when you brought that up?
Oh, because it was funny, though. It was like, you know what?
Like, oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Like, I fly home tomorrow. So if this is the last thing you guys hear, then that's hilarious that I'm missing on a fucking plane. Because there's so much fucking ocean.
That's sad because now you're going to make me and Cody somewhat feel bad about, you know, talking about you sucking Wayne's dick. I know Wayne's going to be the saddest out of all of us. You know, he's going to be like, oh, now I got to trick P1 and Cody or something like that.
No,
sorry, bro. We ain't from the South. It ain't that easy. But anyway.
But I'm just saying, even if I did end up missing, like, you know how when you get on the plane, they tell you about to duck your head between your legs and put the...
Let me give you some tips, CJ.
Yeah.
Negro, you is black. They ain't gonna hijack any plane your black ass is on, cause you know why? You ain't worth a ransom.
Hey, I already, Ford one off with that fucking Justin Bieber terrorist. I'm telling
you. I'm gonna tell you this right now. That plane that went missing, there was not a single nigga on that plane, alright?
That's true.
You know why? Because let me tell you how that phone call's gonna go or whatever. Hello, Mr. President Obama. We have three black hello? Hello? That's like quickly how that hit. I can tell you this right now. If I was to get kidnapped right now and the person called my family, we need a ransom or that, they'd be like, I hope you have fun with his ass. I ain't paying your ass shit. And click. Damn, they just hung up on us. You don't get shit for black hostages. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I know.
Terrorists are smarter than what they look like. All right. Trust me.
I know. After watching, what's that? Captain Phillip. I saw that on the way here.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. They killed those black motherfuckers. Those brothers should have known. They should have took that $30,000 and left. You know, as soon as hey, you get that me. Navy involved, you're dead.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. Yeah. You are the captain. I'm the captain right now. I'm trying to tell you something right now. You're gonna get shot. You're not gonna make it out of here with that $1 million. You better take the $30,000 and get out of here now, boys. What do you say?
Dude, look at me. Don't you see my angry friend? Don't you see him? He's doing shit.
Did y'all hear that article about how Tom Hanks was really scared of that dude whenever that
Mama always says life is like a box of darkies. You never know what you're gonna get.
I thought you were gonna say you never know what kind of nigga you're gonna get. One day it could be a happy nigga or a mad nigga or the gangster nigga. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, I felt, man, watching that Captain Phillip movie, I'm like, man, you need to get off that fucking boat. Like, as soon as shit start going wrong.
It's a really good movie. I think it's very underappreciated, especially that ending where he went to that PTSD and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was screaming. The doctor.
He was shaking it. No music, no sound effects, no nothing. All you hear in the background is that nurse talking to him and him just shaking around. I was like, that's a great fucking scene. That was much better than whatever they did in Gravity.
Oh, anyway. Fuck that movie. Fuck Gravity, man.
There we go.
That's all right. Like, man, fuck that goddamn movie. She did nothing but just scream and float around in a tube for like hours.
Hey, what's up, CJ? Where you been, man?
Oh,
yo, thank you.
God.
Hey, CJ, welcome to the show, brother. Finally,
no,
thank you.
No. Fuck Gravity. Because, you know, people praise that shit. Oh, they call it sci-fi. How the fuck do you call it sci-fi when all they do is just do shit that we can do now? We can lose
welcome
a bitch
show,
in space.
CJ.
We can have a bitch float around in space for an hour and then die. You know, that's not sci-fi about it. You know, something as far as like time travel or going to another, dimension or some shit. That's sci-fi. Not
you know,
streaming for an hour and a half in space. Not going ahead and then landing on some random ass, island with some indigenous people. And then saying, like, oh, thank you, I'm alive. That's fucking space. That's not a goddamn sci-fi.
Wow, this nigga's been
drinking. Oh, goddamn, you son of a bitch.
No say.
Alrighty then.
Why do you get awards for Gravity? You got George Clooney, who was the only glimmer of light in that darkness right there. And then he died.
Take a breath, CJ.
Take a breath.
God.
Bring that motherfucker back.
Say, man, where have you been at, my brother? Where have you been at, my doctor's brother? God, let me tell you something else here about, let me tell you something else about Mr. Gravity here, Mr. Gravity. So,
you know, Wayne got a copy of that movie. I'm gonna go break it now. I'm just gonna go break his mom's copy of Gravity.
So at my screener, I guess I was sitting by an actual astronaut. Don't know who the fuck he was, but that's what he told me what he does for a living, alright? Brother told me, that's bullshit and unbelievable for the simple fact that they would never send Sandra Bullock's character up there in the first place because she has no initial training of doing this. They would have had someone assigned to it that actually had the training to do for it. So,
and what she was doing wasn't even that fucking hard. All she had to do is take out one slot and put it in another slot. Ooh, do you need a PhD to do that? No.
That was my whole piece about it though, is I didn't feel anything for that character for the simple fact that she volunteered to go up there.
She wanted to die. That's why.
So whatever shit that happens to her, hey, bitch, you part it to yourself, all right?
That bitch wanted to die. She only went up there to try to sabotage the mission to kill herself. And then she ends up living of everybody.
I will give some credit to it. I think it was beautifully shot. I think it was.
Yeah, for 10 minutes, P1. For 10 minutes. Yeah. Like an opening cutscene of a video game. And then you hit the play button and you start off in some bullshit.
God damn. Yeah, you true. I personally think Captain Phillips of Dallas Buyers Club was 20 times better than that film.
Oh, and Dallas Buyers Club, I saw that on the plane. Fantastic movie.
Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you.
Movie.
Great.
Jesus.
I think that movie, personally, I think it should have got a little bit better, more credit than the Jared Leto and Matthew McConaughey. Even though Matthew McConaughey, that motherfucker thanked himself in his speech, but, you know.
Hey, you would thank yourself too if you weigh like 20 pounds.
That nigga, but yo, he kept thanking himself, but like, he kept saying, like,
didn't give a fuck.
Now,
somebody asked me one time to say, now who's your hero? I look back 10 years later and I looked myself in the mirror and I said, well, I'm my hero, but I can't be right now because 15 years later, I'm gonna be my hero again. I was like, wait, what?
He's still delusional from losing all that weight. He lost
his
brain.
That nigga, I swear, he gives the best openings to speeches ever, but then when he, the longer.
You don't know how to finish that shit.
the longer he goes, you just start looking at him like, well, either what is that nigga talking about, or damn, he's the most self-centered motherfucker. And you know what? For some reason, I was still smiling and clapping when he did. I was just like, I don't know what it is about that nigga. It's just beautiful.
I don't know what it is about him, but it makes me want to buy some townhouse sausages.
No, but I think the other nominees, such as her, Captain Phillips, 12 Years a Slave, of course, Dallas Buyers Club, Philomena, I thought was great as well. I thought those were 20 times. Because you know why? Because those actually had real stories to it.
Yeah.
Compared to Gravity.
Man,
it almost feels like I've been saying every this whole fucking month, though.
Yeah.
Every year there's a movie with badass special effects that take all the technical awards, and then what does it do? It takes home Best Director because they feel like they have to give it a major award
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. And I'm like, you know what? Just the same thing with, what was that? The Life of
Life
Cake
of Pi did the
like
same
that.
Thing. Yeah, Life of Pi did the same thing. So did Hugo. He did the same thing too.
Yeah, Hugo and Life of Pi, it wasn't even all that great. I mean, I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay, you're Indian guy who merged all three religions together, and you floated on a boat on an island that looked like a vagina that eats shit.
Personally, I think Life of Pi, in that category, deserves the Special Effects Award. I don't mind that one. Man, the problem I have with Gravity winning all the Special Effects Award is that there were so many other movies as well this year fucking deserve some attention in those categories as well. I'll tell you one thing that happened, though. We're the only three niggas that defended this movie, but Greg Gatsby came in and shocked everybody.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit, all right.
You saw Bradley Cooper get up and was like, I got this award. And then said, Greg Gatsby. He's like, what the fuck?
Greg Gatsby was awesome, too. I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry, Leilu. I don't know what you was expecting Greg Gatsby. It wasn't a horror film.
That nigga need to know that horror genre is dead. I don't give a fuck. that genre, he was trying to tell me about some horror film at South by Southwest. I don't fuck, okay? So come on.
Come on. It's sad when a drama TV series does horror better than the fucking horror itself. Okay. True Detective, man. True Detective.
I mean, like real places like slave. Compton and Chicago. You know, that's horror.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from the streets, alright? I know horror.
I don't need to have imaginary horror that comes after me.
That should, you know what, that should be a topic for next week. What is wrong with P1's co-hosts, both of them, that just love fucking horror? The horror genre is so goddamn much. Even though it keeps failing every fucking year.
Horror is like that one goth girl that's kind of hot, but you know you don't want to have anything to do with her, but you know, you just look at it as if she's kind of hot.
Or you just ain't scared and you just sitting there looking like, wow, ain't nothing happening here. Wow. That insidious bullshit was the start of this trend too. I'm sorry. Yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
All them goddamn jump scares and them niggas talking about, man, it has some real scares in it. Now I said a dude's shadow passing by your bedroom. That is the most cheesy.
Yeah, they ratchet up that fucking soundtrack to get a cheap job.
White people who grew up in the suburbs love that, love to be scared, love some bullshit. Cause they got nothing else to be scared about.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, you guys remember that scene in the first one where that motherfucker was doing the ghetto hokey pokey? I know you remember that scene where she went outside the house and then she looked in the window and saw him doing dancing and shit. I was like, what the okay, come on now. Yeah. Then people talking about, that's the greatest horror movie. I said, what? Are you serious?
Wow.
Oh my God. Horror. And then we got this Purge bullshit coming out this year as well. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it once again. I said it last year before the movie came. I'm gonna say it again. That is the stupidest fucking concept ever I've ever fucking heard of. This is gonna help the economy. How? How does that help the economy? By killing a bunch of people? Yeah, that helps the economy, alright, cause if you kill people, they can't spend money, which helps the economy.
So, Wayne.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. God damn, I hate that fucking... I'm sorry, I hate that genre of the passion.
Hey, hold on. Just pause everything for a sec. I think we got froze for a second. So let me come back.
All right, we back now.
Back. On the map.
Stopped from last time, but it stopped somewhere.
Hopefully. Yeah, because you was on your gravity rant. That's why Sandra Bullock said enough. Enough of this shit. You won't appreciate me. But,
now fuck you, Sandra Bullock. All right, you make that goddamn movie. What was that? The Hunchback or the Watchback or?
The what?
The back, the black back.
Here's the thing. Oh, you're talking about,
what the fuck was that?
When she adopted that pet black nigga.
Yeah. My pet negro. Pet negro. I blind wonder side. What a life would be. My pet negro.
The blind side. Adopting my blind nigga. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, some people.
It was called a blind, dumb, and deaf or something like that nigga.
Some people will say, because we were just talking about this too, because they love horror so fucking much, Gravity is the best horror movie ever.
Horror? What?
Okay, let me tell you this right now. You know why it doesn't work as a horror movie? Because your ass ain't never gonna be in space, okay? So, you're gonna be some regular Joe Blow nigga flipping my burger.
these horror people, man, they have issues. They just don't know what's going on.
Tell me about it. I gotta work with two.
They need to go out and do some community service or some shit, so they can see how real horror is. Like cocaine and joblessness.
Horror, to me, is the cheapest genre of filmmaking you could ever make. If I met a person that went to film school and told me his first film he wanted to do was horror, I'd be like, you probably either the laziest filmmaker or you just don't have anything idea working up in your head right now.
Right. I mean, look at, you know what? Horror needs to be more like thriller. Thriller.
It really does.
They, it makes you think. It's exciting.
Captain Phillips,
the devil, what was that one? The Korean guy.
Devil Inside?
The Devil Inside, yeah.
No, we ain't talking about that one.
No.
You're talking about the good one, the one I love.
I saw the devil.
Yeah, I saw the devil.
Now that's a thriller right there, you know.
That's a badass, that's my favorite movie of all time. That's a badass. Woo! Right there. Woo, yes. That's a bad, and it's scary too to see how the guy you follow, the protagonist, he could be the villain of this, you know?
Yeah.
Shit like that is scary, you know, her, that's scary.
Yeah, it's scary that your computer will leave your ass. If my laptop left me, I swear to God.
I'll break that motherfucker. I'll take your CPU out so quick.
I'll break your keyboards.
I'd be like, yeah, you ain't gonna be rubbing up on anything lately, whatever, bitch. Cheat on me.
I turn off her internet connection.
Mm-hmm. Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah, that's scary. Shit like that.
Well, then he made it lighthearted because all he had to do is just fuck up the hot chick with AIDS. You know?
Yeah, that's true. And plus, you know, when he said, ain't nothing gonna kill me. you know who the fuck I am? I ain't no faggot, doctor. You know who the fuck I am? I'm Matthew McConaughey. I fuck anything that walks, yeah. Even Martians. I think I fucked that pet black nigga right there named Chicago John. Yeah, that's right. I fucked you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. CJ looked at him and was like, you ain't no fuck. Yeah, I fucked you. You know I did. That's all he said to CJ. CJ was like, well, I guess he did then. He looked at Cody and was like, he looked at Cody and said, you next, Ely.
You know what, down here, speaking of Cody, there's like so many Cody looking people. You know, like Cody is the Cody is the example of the new race that's coming to the world. Because Cody, the Codys out there, they're coming. I saw a female Cody, I saw a male. They're like baby Codys, they're Codys everywhere. Cody is the new race of people.
So pretty much he's saying Cody should never go to Australia because he ain't gonna feel special.
Not even that. Yeah, he won't feel special there.
So he's perfect in LA because nobody else look like him besides Ely.
Well, people are gonna start looking like him. You know, Cody's on TV. You know,
yeah,
Cody's
your next
taking
child
over.
Gonna look like him, huh? Yours and Wayne's cousin's child gonna look like him, huh? For some reason.
Yeah, they gonna look like a Cody. Cody is the future.
And knowing CJ's ass, he gonna name him Cody too. Just.
Yep. Cody Smell, Lewis. There you go.
Cody Smell, Lewis.
He'll be my first child, so he'll be my number one. So he'll be my people.
So speaking of children, you know, we gotta talk about some darkness shit now before we get into questions and comments. I can't believe we didn't talk about nothing yet. This show's been almost for an hour now. but we gotta talk about some upcoming darkness things here, cause people have been asking me, the Darkness Brothers is the funniest thing I've ever heard. People are asking me, when are we having an event? And I'm telling them, Vegas is when we're gonna happen. I got three people that wanna come. Somebody even asked if Sammy's gonna come here and we're gonna run a train on her. I said, I don't think that's happening. But unless
I already
CJ.
Got AIDS. I don't want more.
Damn. Brother, she got that from me. Come on now.
Okay, there we go.
Got that from me when Matthew McConaughey fucked me. Come on now. Hey, that was best fuck ever. But anyway. But another thing is, March 21st, we got the Darkness Desserts coming. That's right. But this weekend, CJ and Wayne has brought us something special, and that's the Darkness, the Darkios, made by General Mills, of course.
Yeah, but yeah.
Now, Cody, you saw this this awesomeness this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, CJ, obviously you, I'm surprised you wasn't in it more, but you know, hey. I was expecting it to be you in there more.
The cameo at the end.
That's okay, though. You was probably wasted. Hey, from looking at your face, you did look kind of drunk, but
you put a wig on me. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you trying to sex me again?
Of course. I'm sending you a sex message right now. I'm sending you a new photo right now of Wayne.
For the Darkios.
He's like, I already got that. But people, listen to this commercial real quick, brought to you specially by the Darkness Brothers.
And we will put the link up.
Of course, right with this podcast. But this is a special message from Darkios, presented by the Darkness Brothers at Darkness at DragonAndWolfPodcast.com, MoviesPostPodcast.com. Check it out.
Are you sick and tired of eating the same old breakfast cereal day after day? Do you want to change all that and have a breakfast cereal that will really rock your balls? Then try these Darkios! Yes, Darkios is
a black box
cereal like no other. It contains 99.9% darkness. Rip open a packet and watch the Darkios consume all that whiteness out of that milk.
Wow.
Now for the real test, the taste. 9 out of 10 people can't tell the difference between Darkios and this dog turd. Don't believe me? Try it for yourself. Then see how Darkios helps improve your lifestyle. Darkios. Get it at your local street corner. Just look for the pink with a bad outfit. Woo! Darkios is a licensed brand of the Darkness and Movie Spoilers Podcast.com. Some side effects such as liking a man of steel may occur. And now, try our new Whiteios! Whiteios. That will really whiten your darkness.
Pay sponsors right there, people.
Pay Cody's sponsor. So replace Cody Stakes and
since Cody's the last one to see this, what was your initial reaction to watching The Darkness Darkio?
I can't get over that fucking wig.
Which one? That's what
I'm not talking about CJ's. I'm talking about Wayne's.
Did it look more nappier this time around, though?
It actually did.
It's like CJ said, here, brother, let me help you out with this. Let me show you.
I got my hair sheen.
CJ, I'm not gonna lie, that wig looked like it was actually your real hair. I'm not gonna your head looked like it fit you. I was like, why do I believe he used to have that hairstyle? I like how he said, side effects may make you like Man of Steel for
people. I was like, god damn it.
Are you eating our brand? I told you to stay out of our product, Cody. You don't eat your product.
You know what? When we get to Vegas, we all wearing suits and we gotta have a box of them goddamn Darkios and act like we selling that shit. Cause he says you gotta look for the pimp with the bad outfit. Woo! CJ, you're gonna have to bring your cane with you, man.
Yeah. Alright.
No, that video had me in tears of fucking laughter when Wayne fucking popped, like his head looked raised up like a goddamn Chinaman and shit, like a damn liquor store or something. And that wig came on, I was just like, no, this nigga did.
Like a fucking Chia Pet.
A nappy headed one. Yeah. I like how the milk started sizzling.
Magic of Darkios.
And you know what's funny is that CJ actually got Wayne to actually eat that shit, Cody, because Wayne told me, he's like, it tastes like shit, dude. I said, you ate that? And then he posted it and he's like, yeah, it tastes like shit. And I said, we have to send you a cheaper box because, you know, we can't be giving you the good shit now.
Right.
But yes, Darkios is in Australia, people. We're working our way up getting we're having screener tests for it and shit like that so it can make its way to America so it can come out to LA so Cody can sell it in his area. I'll sell it in my area. It's going to make its way to CJ's area. We're going to spread these darkness, okay? It's presented by General Mills, of course. We're going out of business, but we brought them back. it's going to sell like hotcakes in the South, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, in the South.
Especially in Mac 2.0's area. Alabama's going to love it.
We're gonna spread it to all the children so they can get some Darkios in them.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the mothers. And here's another thing that people didn't know about that: the milk turn your gums purple. So yeah, so that'd be another added feature to that, people. $4.99 a box. Anyway,
and that's why. And then we're gonna have our offshoot Whiteios. So whenever you want to get that good job interview or that down payment on a home, you got Whiteios.
When you want your credit to go up, then yeah. You want women to look at you like in a business perspective? Yeah. Then we're going to have Mexios for all the Mexicans out there in the world.
Today, yeah, if you want to work harder, do your lawn, you got Mexios.
If you want to wake up extra early to get in front of that Home Depot, then yeah, then there you go.
Then we got H&Os to help you with your math and you're great.
And keep Korea from bombing us, yeah.
Yeah, H&Os.
Well, CJ's plane is going to be missing tomorrow. you guys ready for questions, though?
Yes, sir.
So Amethyst Chaos, he said, hey, P1, do you think the wonderful, the talented, and the beautiful Michael Fassbender could play one of the Marvel heroes as well as a villain? He did. It's called 12 Years a Slave.
He was a nigga man.
Yeah, nigga man. Nigga beater. He had a cape and everything. Well, he kind of did that in X-Men First Class. He didn't start off like really as that much of a villain. I mean, he kind of just getting revenge. Then he teamed up with Charles. They were, I guess he was kind of an anti-hero in that.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, it's not. I never, to be honest, in the movie, I never once saw him as the villain. Until the end, where he's just like, "Fuck it, kill everybody."
Yeah, he shot Charles in the ass.
I mean, damn, his bromance was tighter than CJ's and Wayne, because when he shot with Charles Nance, he's ready to choke that bitch for
you. Yeah, he was. He's like, you damaged his ass? I love his ass.
Oh, he's never going to be able to fuck again. He could play Black Panther. How about that? He'd be a great Black Panther.
He'll be the whip. He should have been Whiplash.
Actually, you know what? Before, I wouldn't mind seeing him play as an Ant-Man. That was, and I'm talking about the Hank Pym Ant-Man too, but, that one came right through. Another Marvel hero. I'll just stick with Ant-Man. I wouldn't mind seeing him, I thought he could have pulled that off. Brought a little intensity to Ant-Man, as far as, cause I would say, since they were doing it right after the Ultron story. Another character maybe, I don't know. Fuck it. He'd be the next Iron Man, I guess. I don't know. He could be Rhodey Rose's character. He can replace him. How about you? Actually, you know what? He'd make a badass Captain America now that I bring up First Class. He already was hunting down Jews and shit and Nazis, whatever the fuck it was. It's like, yeah, there you go. Captain America. I'm not really that crazy about Chris Evans.
Yeah, same here. I mean, although, he's fine, but, you know.
Although, they've had early screenings and, I get mine on March 20th, of Captain America. They,
son of a bitch.
They saying that this is the best action movie so far out of the, they saying this is the second next to, the Avengers, so.
I'm hearing a lot of good things, trying not to get my hopes up too high.
Especially the story that, you know, that was based on, which a lot of people.
Well, the story is an adaptation of straight out of the book too, so.
Right.
And that story is like one of the best Captain America stories ever. So, and plus, from what I've been reading so far, they just been saying that, it kind of gaps the bridge between this film and the next Avengers 2 film. So, and plus, Anthony Mackie, I'm hearing that that's probably his best role ever. So I don't think anything can beat Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but we'll see. Next question. Holly, she replies that she's a P1. What do you think about?
Hello, Holly.
Yeah, Holly, that's your woman, right? Yeah, that's right. She said, AP1, what do you think about the petition going around about Holly Berry needing to be replaced by Lupita Nyong'o for Storm?
Oh.
It's too late now. They filmed the fucking film.
Well, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Oh, I signed that petition, by the way, Holly, already. So.
Yeah, dude, why have I never thought about that? That is genius.
There's a petition going online that has almost damn near a million signatures on there now. To get Holly Berry out of that movie and replace her with Lupita Nyong'o. And they gave good reasons why.
Like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, the sequel. When Holly Berry don't get that phone call, you know.
Yeah, dude, that is fucking brilliant.
Now, here's another thing, too, that said in that petition. They said that she can start in her own fucking franchise as a third one, because they were talking about doing spinoffs of characters and shit like that, et cetera, whatever. But they gave good points of saying, plus the Academy loves her now just because she won that Oscar as well, so she'd be well loved. And she'd be she's African, she got the accent, she works, everything. I was just like, it's perfect. I love it.
Dude. Yeah.
And she's young. They need a younger person because they're about to reboot X-Men altogether anyway, so.
Yeah, I watched X3 the other night, and I was looking at this. I was like, I stick with my statement. This movie led up to everything I've been talking about those first two about. So, yeah, you get no love from me. But, yes, I signed that signature. I was number 812,306, something like that, I believe. I signed it, like, three times under different aliases, too. I even signed CJ's name on it.
Yeah, I love to see Storm get whipped. You know, that get me going.
Yeah, only get a real fucking woman in there, not that bitch Holly Berry in there.
Damn.
I can't.
Hey, you know what? If she did become Storm, then when her and Magneto get on stage, on screen, then it's like Michael Fassbender whooping her again.
You know, this time she gonna be whipping him. She's like, that magnetic shit don't work on me. I ain't got no magnum. I got no metal on me. She gonna electrocute his ass. Hopefully she doesn't deliver that badass line again. You know what happens to a toad?
Oh Lord.
You know what happened to a slave master with lightning?
You know what happened to a slave master that raped me to death? Yeah, you. Jesus Christ, her fucking dialogue was horrible in all three of those fucking movies. God damn shit. Fucking hate that woman. Shit, don't get me wrong, that girl is fine as hell, but that bitch cannot act. I'm sorry.
Poor Holly. You know what, how do you feel about Holly Berry having your same name, doing this disgrace to these films? How do you feel, Holly? Let us know.
You know, another thing is, too, is there was comments coming in that petition from some white people saying, I think it's pretty racist of you guys to make this petition. Aren't you happy that just a black character or a black actress got a role for once? So it's just like, she's not right for the role.
Right.
It doesn't matter if she's black or white. We just want a better person for the role.
I find that ignorance upon white people for the simple fact that they're just saying, well, you should just be happy you have a black person there. It's just like, yeah, but we almost had Jesse Jackson as president too. And that, look, what did that tell you? We're trying to say that it's racist that Hollywood just casted her because she is black and not right for the role. I.e. steal Shaq.
Yep.
Just because he's a big-ass black nigga. Let's put him in there. All right, yeah, whatever.
You know, I'm a Kickstarter for ShaqFu.com.
Oh, Lord.
You saw that shit.
That ain't real. That can't be real.
It's real. Oh, it's real. It's real. All
right, if that's real, then me, Cody, and CJ will play that game, and that'll be our first video up on the Darkness. Oh,
that'll be our playthrough. ShaqFu?
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, we're going to bring a lot of fucking alcohol with us.
Well, obviously, that goes without saying.
Jesus Christ, I think I still got the first fucking game. Next question here comes from Nick. He says, what did you guys think of the new Batman game trailer?
Hey, Nick. It was okay. You know, I'm kind of Batman out.
It was a cinematic trailer.
Didn't the Batman game just come out like 6 hours ago?
Yeah. Damn, you wait.
Pretty much. I'm waiting to see some gameplay. I don't give a fuck about these cinematic trailers.
Yeah, the cinematic trailers always look badass. It could be on the fucking PSP.
They're cute and all, but give me some nice gameplay.
Come on, man. I mean, we've seen the PSP Vita gameplay and shit, and that shit looks badass. And we play the games like, wow, this ain't, you know what? God of War, Ascension. That's one of them.
I know, but it needed to be called God of War add-on, not Ascension.
Yeah, for real.
I remember I was telling Cody when we were saying that, I was like, man, that trailer was fucking amazing, dude.
Oh yeah.
Played that game, I was like, damn. I gotta start paying attention to gameplay, not the fucking cinematic.
That's a goddamn trip of emotion, that story, anyway.
They had that badass song in the back. I was just like, oh, okay, this shit real up here. And you play that game, you just like, it's like,
all right,
shit.
This motherfucker screaming his ass off. Thank you.
You know, I hear a lot of people bragging about this game, saying this looks much better than that shitty Arkham Origins. I was like, oh my. Someone told me they get the original voice cast back too. This is, you know, it's better. I was just like, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and say this once again. The voice acting in Batman Arkham Origins was fucking decent. Matter of fact, it was better than decent.
Yeah. It was perfectly fine.
That shit did not bother me once in the game. I actually bought into it, all
right? Right. The only thing that bothered me about that game was like Harley Quinn outfit. It looked like she went to Hot Topic and got drunk and then came out with some shit.
I'll say it again. I think the story is much better than the last two games.
Yeah, it's the best story of the franchise, but people can't leap past that apparently.
I personally think it's the best character one as well too.
Yeah.
As far as Batman and Joker go, I thought that was badass what they did with the Joker.
Yeah.
In that game.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently a lot of people saying, oh, but it don't have the original voice though. That's not a real Batman. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, boys are.
Oh, and you know what, P1, before we go, move on. I saw that, Justice League War. Oh my God.
Where'd you see it at?
I rented it from a friend. And
okay, out there or out in the States?
Yes, here in Australia.
Oh my God, Wayne had that shit, didn't he?
Yes, we rented it and we paid full price for that DVD to watch.
And what was your initial reactions to the movie?
Man, that movie was garbage. All right, just
what did Wayne think of it? Because I know
he refused to watch it because it was so bad. You know.
Oh shit. So like, what did he watch? Like the first 5 minutes and just went away, or
he
what?
Saw the DC logo and just stopped right there. So that's how bad.
Damn.
I just powered through the whole thing, and I'm watching it. I'm like, good Lord.
Tell me this.
Cyborg.
Tell me this.
Look, I love Cyborg, all right? I don't care if people don't like the Teen Titans Cyborg. I love that Teen Titans Cyborg. You know, I love Cyborg.
Get daddy issues in here.
You get the most daddiest of issues. It's like, fuck you, Dad. You didn't come to my high school game watching me play football. You're like, I can't, son. I'm trying to decipher this alien bomb. You know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, though. That was my whole problem with the thing. It was just like, you do realize he found alien technology. I think that's a lot more fucking important than your high school football game. Okay. And then when he took the thing out of the thing, he's like, if you won't pay attention to me, this is what happened. He takes the bomb out and it blows up. And I was like, you kind of deserve that personally. I mean, I don't care what happened to you. Okay, I got to ask you this question now because I'm on the debate of saying this Superman was probably worse than the Man of Steel.
Oh, my God. You saying, man, he was on par with the Man of Steel Superman. He didn't give
a
shit.
Was he not a dumbass, though? Did they not make him, like, just a tough, brute dumbass, huh?
This Negro was flying through buildings. He didn't give a shit about the people. He was killing Batman. I don't know how Batman saw to fight him in this Batman.
You remember, like, Batman was, like, dodging him and shit, but he was going at Batman full force right? Like,
you were going to kill Batman. Batman knew.
And what was
Batman.
The first thing he did? The first thing he did was he x-rayed Batman. He's like, oh, you're just a regular human being. But yet he was still throwing punches. I was like, what?
He was going to kill Batman. He was so close to killing Batman. Even Batman was like, look, man, we need to tap out. Green Lantern, what you doing? Stop being stupid. No.
Green, that was probably the worst Green Lantern character adaptation I've ever seen.
I'd rather
seen
watch the Green Lantern movie.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I would rather watch that. I've said the movie first. I said Green Lantern.
How bad is this fucking film?
The characters, dude, is just fucking annoying and atrocious.
They are over everybody.
You get Wonder Woman, and then the way she's dressed is like, look, I don't like. She had this like phone thing on and whatever. And come on now, we're a little bit moved past that. Right? I don't mind
Wonder
her
Wonder Woman's
wearing
character
jeans.
Was probably the only one I probably didn't have like too much griped about. I was just like, you know, I'm past the whole outfit thing now, and I understand that she's a warrior. That's what she's gonna go into battle. I think her character was weak as fuck, and I think they just threw her in here. Like, I swear to God, her and Superman just looked at each other and said, you strong too. I like you. I was like, what the
Brit
fuck,
man? And then her voice acting for that Wonder Woman was garbage. I mean, I didn't
Batman
feel like she
was the only fleshed out character in that whole fucking movie.
And that's saying a lot compared to these other people in there.
Yeah, that is saying a lot too. And when you was watching that, did you not get a feel like, oh my God, is this going to be that Justice League movie?
Yep, that's exactly what I got. And then,
because that was the older Batman and the younger other superheroes and shit like that. I was just like, oh my God, am I looking to the future right now? Because they're following the new 52 format of it. And obviously everybody knows, especially Cody, he knows I can't stand the new fucking 52.
You know what? And I went up in there with an open mind. I just said, okay, maybe people being hyperbolic and stuff. And then you watch that war. I'm like, good Lord, why is this so awful? And then Wonder Woman, if you looked at that one Wonder Woman DVD that they made like, two, 3 years ago? You know,
yeah,
that was
about three or four.
That was awesome. There was nothing wrong with that. Why couldn't they just cut and paste that? And what they had her getting out the car like, oh, I am a warrior. I like ice cream because I'm a woman and,
yeah, I like ice cream. Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, I don't wait for president. Even though the president is fucking in a plane like an hour away, you know, you're like, oh, we can't be late. We can't be late, Diana.
Oh, and you say people was getting grabbed. I think I was the only one that was really saying I hate that fucking movie. I can't remember anyone totally talking bad about the movie.
Nobody bought it at the local store to watch it like I did.
I know, Cyrus talked shit about it, but, or Chris, but another thing was, what the fuck was that dark side?
Well, yeah.
You remember his famous line, though, I am dark side. I swear to God, he was Joel Schumacher's Bane.
Yeah. And then, you know, they did the whole thing. They made him like a raging ape, because he was tearing up shit. And then
you remember the plan to take him out?
Yeah.
Green Lantern's plan? Well, he shoots beams out of his eyes, so take his eyes out. I was like,
take his eyes out. That's the thing. They just had him fighting around with no eyes. Then they had Cody Superman snapping people's necks again. You know, this is.
Another thing I had a problem with too. It doesn't bother me this much, but it kind of did in this movie because it was so long too. Once again, that was another problem with Man of Steel. It was just going on for so long. It's just like, okay. I kind of let it slid for the first 30 minutes, but now it's been an hour now, okay? But in this one, they did the same thing, too, where, like, Superman was the first one to attack Darkseid, and that punch didn't do shit to Darkseid. But towards the end of the fight, everybody punches was affecting him. Even the Flash's punches was affecting him. I was just looking at him like, at first he was invincible. Now the motherfucker is the weakest motherfucker I've ever seen, because the Flash is knocking him out now. I was like, come on.
Even Batman threw a kick or two.
Yeah. And what was the first punch thrown at him, and he didn't even flinch or nothing. His head didn't move. I was just like, okay, damn, this Darkseid is powerful.
And then Darkseid uses lasers on the Flash. The Flash try to outrun it and then loses his breath. I'm like, really? Come on.
They didn't give the Flash shit to do in this movie. Matter of fact, he barely had any dialogue or anything.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, his only dialogue was shaking Batman's hand saying, oh, I didn't know you were real. Okay, you were a legend. Nice working with you. And I was like, what the fuck?
That Cyborg was atrocious. I'm done. Justice War, it's over.
What would you give it on a star rating?
I'll give it, 0 blind dark side eyes out of 5.
Wow. Yeah, and you know, this is the first one without Bruce Timm too, so.
Fuck it.
There is that.
Yeah, that's Superman. Superman was atrocious. The Wonder Woman was stupid. The Green Lantern was a dick. The Batman.
I hated that. That Green Lantern was annoying as fuck, yeah, dude. I was like, wow.
The Batman coasted by because he's Batman. He didn't really say too much. You know, Batman was like, he was like Cody in this episode of The Darkness, just not saying enough to get caught by the trap. everything else was shitty about it. So, yeah, I hope they
make about Shazam?
Oh, that's Shazam shit. I don't know. He was like Justin Bieber. That's Shazam. He was wearing his hoodie and shit and going around being a dude.
Okay, so everybody knows Shazam. They even made an animated feature with him and Superman or whatever. Shazam, he's supposed to be he was a nice little kid and everything like that. And here they made him the douchiest stereotype white little boy with pop.
He was the Amazing Spider-Man. You know,
he really was.
That's all he was the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was annoying. Yeah. And by the way, Cody, I got a screener for next month for a Son of Batman. So
shit.
Yeah, you want to tag along for that? But
better, Cody. I want to hear y'all review for that. You do it.
Yeah, maybe we should do a review about that.
Yeah, we probably should. Yeah. I mean,
poor Cody. Movie don't come out till DC reviews.
Movie don't come out till May, but I got it around April 18th or 20th or whatever. It's premiering at WonderCon, so. So we might have to go to that. I don't know.
Yes, something to think about.
Yeah, so but that's next month now. It's either near nor there. We'll talk about that in our more DC rants. Yeah, I got to give Cody War first. Yeah.
That shit, I guess.
Cody's trying to avoid every kind of DC property ever since Man of Steel. He's like,
none of them hold up to
any other time he'd be looking at that Batman game like, it's the greatest thing ever. Now he's just like, I'm going to wait. next question comes from Rodrigo. He says, shaking my damn head, fighting in a damn IHOP. He says, but I'm with Cody and P1. That guy with the plate was hilarious. That motherfucker, like, the fight got near him, he just picked that up and was like,
yeah, fuck with anything else. I'm picking his plate.
Like, you niggas fooling. I'm like, gonna eat my foods.
That nigga took that plate like he was at a buffet restaurant.
Yeah, he did look like he was going up for seconds.
That nigga said, I don't want to lose my plate. He says, what's the most foolish, black foolish moment you guys
have witnessed? Oh my god. Shit. Alright, this is a few years back. I was coming back from a club and I went to,
club, Cody.
What's up?
What's the name of the club? Name.
Ah, fuck, dude. It was a club in downtown LA.
Oh,
It's a big club.
Does it start with a B, right?
I don't know. I think it has a number in it, like 70-something or 40-something.
I think Club Mayan, Belasco Club Mayan, 72.
Club Man of Steel.
Yes.
Man of Steel Club. What the fuck?
Steel Blue? Club Hope.
Anyway, went to a Denny's, and I was,
oh Lord.
Some friends, of course. I was some friends of mine, and I was the only black dude in this group of friends. And so we sat down at a table, and across from us was a black couple, and they were the two most obnoxious, loudest motherfuckers sitting there. They were saying all kinds of shit, just letting all their business out, just sounding just fucking buffoonish as I don't know what. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there just fucking fuming because they're making everybody look terrible.
Mainly you.
Yeah, well, mainly me. When I say everybody.
and Cody turned around and went to the table, and then that's how he met me and Lena. So did you do anything or what?
I was just pissed off. I was telling my friend, like, this is why people still talk shit about us, because motherfuckers like that.
That's why you don't go to Denny's, my friend.
There you go.
You'll never catch me. And I will say this with a hand crossed. You will never, ever catch me in a Denny's. Ever.
I was beside myself. Anyway.
How about you, CJ?
Yeah, you won't ever catch me at a Waffle House. So there you go. Even though Waffle House is the hillbilly Denny's.
What was the most black foolish moment you might have witnessed, though?
Oh, man, that's another time for another podcast.
Was it from your family member?
No, hell no.
Okay, you bring your sister on.
Other people's family.
Shit. All right, well, I got one that just happened last week, actually.
Shit.
And of all places, it happened at a Wingstop, too.
At a what?
I asked his brother, line is long, I ain't gonna lie, line's long, but I already ordered my food, I'm just waiting in line to pay for it. I asked the brother, cause he's standing at the sign, hey my man, you waiting in line? He just looked at me, he's like, and the brother had tattoos on the face and shit, I already knew he was trouble. I told the chick I was with, I was like, look at this dude right here, dude gangster right here, I'm gonna say something real quick. Hey brother, you in line? He looked at me and was like, shit, I've been waiting this motherfucking line forever, Lo, you know what I'm saying? And that was the trigger that got him started, because once I asked him that question, that nigga would not shut the fuck up for not a goddamn thing. I didn't think the most black foolish thing I've ever seen, but it was the most recent one I've seen. So, this nigga cut in front of everybody in line. He's like, yeah, y'all just back up real quick. Hey, bitch, where my motherfucking chicken at? Shit. I asked for it 20 times ago or whatever. He's like, wait, that nigga just say 20 times ago? What? And then the motherfucker started talking about his chicken restaurant that he owned on a street that doesn't even exist. Yeah, it's in Culver City off of Midnight Drive. I remember even asking lady, because first of all, technically, he had a black woman in the car, because he goes to the car and you can, even with the doors closed, you can hear him talking to the chick in the car. He comes back in, cussing. He's like, where my motherfucking coke at, huh? I remember even asking lady, I was like, what did he say that street was on? And he's like, Midnight Drive. He said it's called Lucy's Chicken.
What the fuck?
I yelped that shit quickly. I was like, ain't no such thing as no motherfucking Lucy Chicken on no Midnight Drive.
No, I saw, it's funny that you know, I did see some foolishness. It wasn't black foolishness. It was just regular Australian foolishness.
Wayne.
Now, there was that weird. So you know how you see those panhandlers that hang out by the pier and stuff to try to get you to throw money towards their way?
Yes, sir.
So you see all these people who, like, indigenous people blowing on these, do waka wakas.
Oh, great.
What do you call it? Dickery doos or whatever. And by the way, people, FYI, in Australia, women are not allowed to play on the dickery doo. Even though that the dickery doo is the most phallic symbol in the world. But that's beside the point. So then we come up to this one guy, and I swear he's like he was from the States. He hadn't been from America. Some old ass white guy that looked like Stan Lee. He's hunched over in a microphone playing a ukulele singing, Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. You know?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
My last one too is, in most recent history is, whenever I go to a Tyler Perry movie. Tyler Perry, Madea's Christmas. Movie ain't even fucking started, and as soon as I hit the corner to start hitting the stairway to walk up to my seat all the way at the top, niggas is dancing on the damn stairway. Niggas is playing music from their phone. Niggas is playing Throw Some D's on it.
Some people play music from their phone just sitting, you know, walking around like you want to hear their music off their fucking phone.
I fucking hate that.
Like, Madea, go get your Beats by Dre and put it in on so nobody can hear that.
Get some motherfucking headphones or something like that. You will never once catch me blasting music or whatever from my phone. I'm walking the street or whatever. That's why headphones are created.
Yes.
And before the movie even starts, Madea's big fat fucking screen head pops off. And people, you can check my tweets. I remember I took you through the whole movie. These motherfucking women in here started clapping and saying, that's my girl right there, Madea. I was just like, I started getting sick to my goddamn stomach. I've never been so motherfucking embarrassed in my life than whenever I go to a Tyler Perry film.
You need to come to Australia, because there's no Madea here at all. There's not like one DVD. Not even the Wayne collection.
I'm afraid to come there because I might fuck his cousin. Next thing I'm gonna be related to that nigga. But if you're listening, hey, I'm P1, by the way, lady. Wayne's like, oh, you fucking black bastard. It's my cousin, mate. Next question comes from Stacy, though. She says, who do you guys think would be the better wingman out of the three of you?
It depends what you're trying to get.
I think it'd be me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with P1.
Yeah. Because I proved
yeah,
it already.
Yeah, yeah. You P1 if you want your woman to get fucked by him, then yeah. There you go. Use that wingman. Use that logic.
Well.
Now, Cody has seen me when I help and do my own thing. Now, there was that thing where we had the, after we saw Django, I went to that bar where I was messing around with that dude's girl.
Mm-hmm.
That was my own pride, but I've gotten hooked him up with something, so, you know.
Well, Cody doesn't go into the bedroom to see if you're messing with her or not. He's still in the hallway, so you don't know.
You know what, you know, that'd be a better question to ask Cody then, because he would have to ask the question, who talks more out of me or CJ?
Yeah, so. No doubt. Don't get me wrong. P1 would be definitely the best one to be a wingman for, you know. But if you want to make sure that she's unpregnated, that she's not taking the morning after.
You know what you got to do is, if P1's going to make sure he's your wingman, make sure your eyes on him and that chick the whole time. That's what you're saying.
There you go.
Take her and you leave that you leave California that night. If he already set it up for you, you run with her.
I will say I am a good. I hooked Jeff up with fucking two chicks. Yep. Matter of fact, three. Got him dancing with three or whatever. Too bad.
But yeah.
Too bad the nigga ran away, but either way.
P1 would give him a card from the girl saying, "Hey, meet me behind the corner." And then while he's out there waiting, it'll be like that scene in Iron Man 3. He's out there waiting on the roof, and he's fucking there. I'm telling you, in 10 years, P1 gonna have like a bunch of mandarins running around trying to kill him.
Oh shit. Oh my god. Speaking of Mandarin, did you guys see that Marvel one shot with the Mandarin?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they brought back Sam Rockwell and made him that shit had me laugh. And he was just like, "What's so interesting about this guy? I mean, look at me." And then the dude started telling him, he's like, "Not now, honey." I was like, "What?" I thought it was funny when he was the black inmate just like, "Oh, do the voice. He's like, "I can't do the, you'll never see me coming." That shit had me laughing. I'm sorry. I was like, the thing that's so funny about it is just, that nigga is just so oblivious to even being murdered. He doesn't give a shit. Like, acting is so important, just like every other actor in Hollywood. But, CJ probably be a good wingman too, though.
Yeah.
See that?
Unless he gets fucking drunk and his pants start fucking falling.
Hey, you know what? If my pants fall down, that means that it was meant to be. Because, Luke, his brother, he brought his wife, Adalia, over, and my pants fell down in front of them, married. Okay? If you want to be married to the girl, you bring her around me, and they will make sure that they stick with you and not end up with me. So.
Let me ask Cody. You need how to work in LA, Cody?
Fuck no.
Okay.
And what if my pants have came down many places? And I have got people married
in Ohio.
Yeah,
I got people married plenty of places. So
let's try that shit out here.
I will try that shit out there.
Maybe in Vegas that should have worked. I don't know about LA, dude. Because remember, the last two chicks me and Cody met, the first dude that talked to them started beating his dick off in the bathroom.
Who was all of them?
That didn't work out too well for him because Cody ended up snatching her away. So. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not trying to say LA chicks are stubborn, but
a magical power where my pants come down for a woman, she ends up with another man. So I already know that I got that power.
I can't wait to get this nigga hired now.
This is gonna be something.
Isn't that true? We got evidence, P1. We got
I will give you that. And in Texas and Ohio, that shit's worked for you. I will give you that. That shit has worked, all right? Chicago, too. It's worked for you. I'm curious. I can't wait for Vegas now, but,
Yeah, I do scare kids over here, though. There was some kid that came over that felt like a neighbor to Wayne, and I was like, "Hey, kid, how you doing?" He like, "Nigga!" And he ran.
Shit.
Never saw a black kid.
Oh, my God, it's a nigger.
I'm like, "What? Yeah, you never watched Space Jam, you racist bastard."
I don't think they watch bad movies out there, but anyway. Messed up Lehu childhood again. Anyway. yeah, man, you know, I'll be a perfect wingman for both of you, Yeah. Where the fuck we going? Oh yeah, Vegas, yeah. I'm even a good wingman when I'm not even trying to be one. Like when we went out to, the Federal Bar and shit, and that chick was hit, talking to us, and her boyfriend got mad when I asked him, was he from London?
Oh yeah.
Jesus yeah, Christ.
And the help of the other, friend there called him fucking Benedict Cumberbatch.
For him, that's a goddamn, success, okay? So he should be happy about that. His chick was the one showing us the tattoo and shit. Yep. You wanna see my tattoo? I was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. next question comes from Stephanie. She says, that's a new one. Since I just heard Wayne say Dragon and the Wolf is ending, does that mean CJ, you're on movie spoilers now? Also, where does Cody fit into all this? Or is this just a throwaway BS podcast you guys do for fun? P.S. I would love it if CeeLo and the Man of Steel lover was on full time, LOL. Oh,
Man of Steel, okay.
I guess that's questions for you guys, then.
Shit, I'm pretty much freelance, so. Yeah, I go with the flow. Fuck it.
He's like, I don't work for nobody, I work for
yeah. Work for myself.
Call, I answer. I'm like Superman, you call, there.
Well, Stephanie, Superman, you have to listen and find out more.
Nigga, no, you need to give her an answer.
I ain't gonna know no goddamn answer now.
You mean you gotta listen to find out more? Shit, I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like Wayne's canceling Dragon and Will Stephanie, so I think he's only keeping, I don't know, you know, if I'm supposed to be saying this or not, but I think he already announced this shit, so yeah, he's only doing Not Worth a Kick in the Ass on whatever TV recap we do.
Because Not Worth a Kick in the Ass is a great show.
It's not better than The Darkness, but you know.
No, man. It ain't nowhere near Dragon and Wolf.
Because it's the only one on Dragon and Wolf.
Don't worry, that's kind of the episode of Dune the Bear coming.
That shit ain't coming. You didn't lost Sammy. Sammy's way gone now. if it makes you feel any better, Stephanie, CJ and Cody are like two of my best friends. So if it makes you feel any better, then yes, they are full time darkies. There you go. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Now CJ is unliable, nigga.
Damn.
Motherfucker, he's Australia. You lose all sight of him and shit. He'll have Wayne talking to you and shit. I remember asking Wayne, how come CJ can't ask me? Oh, because he doesn't want to use his phone, mate. He's trying to save energy or something like that. I'm like, y'all ain't got outlets out there?
No, they don't, man. They don't have American outlets. It's different.
Okay. Damn, dude. You can take your laptop with you? Universal, man.
No, they're not Universal, Negro. They might just seem like the Triforce trying to put your cord into the thing.
The hell?
It looked like yeah, man, it's crazy.
Why the hell would I want to go to Australia? I can't get power. Next question comes from Carol. She says, I just read ahead on this one. This is a good question. If you wasn't doing Dragon and the Wolf, CJ, P1, if you weren't doing movie spoilers, and Cody, if you wasn't doing The Darkness, what would you guys be doing, or would you be doing podcasts in the first place anyway? I would do, I think I've talked about this before, cause everybody just thinks I'd be good at this for some fucking reason. I would be doing, more video shit. Cause I bought a new camera and I've been playing around. I can't wait when we go to Vegas. We're gonna be doing some shit with that camera.
Better, man. We need to, definitely get your ass on, get at least a YouTube following.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I got a new camera. I've been playing around with it, all week, especially on the plane and shit. When I hooked it up in my laptop or whatever, I was doing a lot of shit with it. I'd like to do more video stuff and, we had a show called Jungle Love, which I'm not gonna lie, it was a fun show until Wayne and fucking Sammy ruined it with their fucking love stories and shit. It was like, Jesus Christ, dude. I didn't show up for one episode, and then next, you know, CJ was trying to keep it funny, and these motherfuckers got deep and personal. I said, CJ, I'll be back next week. I'm sorry, man. He's just like, you know, the show's canceled now. I would love to do funny pickup things of women, like, I don't know, how to get a number if you're a fat guy or disabled. So just shit like that, I guess. I don't know, have a camera on you and you have a microphone and have, like, just say shit or whatever in there. I would like to do shit like that. Fucking around with people. Which, if movie sports goes down, and then that's what's gonna happen. You'll see more of that. How about you, CJ?
I'll probably end up on Not Worth It kicking the nuts, and I'll probably be like kicking the bear or some shit like that. So
How much time does that shit has?
Huh? Oh, the kicking the ass gonna that gonna go on for a while because they're funny as fuck on that show. Kicking the bear though, I don't know about that. I gotta get another female co-host. So.
Yeah, cause the last one ditched you.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
How about you, Cody?
Let's see, what is it? Tuesday night. So I'm a simple person, so whatever the fuck I used to do on Tuesday night.
Watch Man of Steel.
Play some PS4, I don't know, I'm gonna go to a local beer bar.
Watch Man of Steel, drink beer, you know, 40 ounce maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
try to make my darkness cereal, you know, any cereal, you know. Open hallways, you know. I mean, you ever heard of open house, open hallways?
Ain't this a bitch?
Be cool. Starring my show, Almost Human, that's getting canceled. You know, the usual, you know, yeah, film a little romantic comedy movie, you know, the usual life, you know. You rich bastard, you. Gee, why don't you share some of that About Last Night money with us then? Get the dark. Alright, so last question I got is from Steve. You know what? By the way, with that camera, speaking of when we go to Vegas, I am going to be doing that dating shit, by the way. I'm going to be fucking with people. So, yeah, prepare for that. Steve, he says, I asked before what is the most overrated franchise you guys before, but P1, why do you hate the X-Men? Cody, Star Wars is awesome. Why do you hate it? And CJ, why do you hate Lord of the Rings? Each are all pretty good franchises.
First off, I don't hate Star Wars. I just think it's overrated. I think the first 10 movies, episode 4 and 5, I think they're decent. I don't think they're anything special. I like the universe itself more than the actual characters.
What characters?
Yeah. There you go.
What fucking characters?
I never found Luke Skywalker endearing. I mean, Han Solo was fun, I guess, but like Princess Leia, bland.
Everybody always brags about them fucking characters on. Every time I watch those movies, I just look at them and go like, it's nothing to them.
But it's not, like, what the fuck is so special about Darth Vader other than his voice?
Or Boba Fett. He has one.
Yeah, he didn't do a fucking thing. Oh, he has a cool design. I like him.
That dude's armor looked like it came out of Samson and Son's fucking junk. Let's be real about this. Come on now.
Yeah, so I don't fucking get it, but there you go.
Yeah. Well, unlike Cody, I hate that franchise. I don't give a shit. That franchise is way oversaturated. Cody, I mean, CJ, how about you and Lord of the Rings? Man. What's your hate and venom towards that?
Man, Lord of the Rings and stuff like that, they don't, one, they doesn't have a it doesn't have a toilet. Two, like, how do people wash their hands after they shit? You know, and they touch it.
I see you get with it.
Mm-hmm. Two, yep. It takes place in back in time, so there's no black people. You know, you don't see any black, unless they're the orcs. The black people are the orcs in that.
One-eyed motherfuckers, okay.
Right. And then three, you get confused who the characters are. The main character doesn't do anything. He just float around and screams and cries. It's just boring. It's camping. They're camping. You're just watching people camp and have fun. I can go out there and camp, but I'm not going to because there's no toilets out there.
One nigga told me, and yes, he is a nigga because he's black as fuck. Nigga told me that it's about the adventure. I said, this is the most boring fucking adventure ever.
Right.
Yeah, I got an adventure too. It's called Liam Neeson in the Woods. That's a much better adventure.
Yeah.
It's called The Gray, alright? That's a much better, I'd rather watch that adventure.
This shit is happening, so.
Exactly.
What about you, P1?
Where do I begin?
I think you have began several times. I don't know.
Like, yeah,
I know how to really wrap this one up in like three.
I really do personally. You know what, to go back on the Halle Berry thing, it's, she has done such a bad job of Storm. Bad is fucking, that's too nice. She has done such an atrocity, that fucking job with Storm. That character has reduced to a supporting role when she should be at the forefront. A Storm Origins movie starring Lupita, that can make Marvel a lot of money. And with characters' backstory, they could easily do a trilogy. I mean, she was an orphan as a young girl, became a thief in Cairo, became a goddess and a queen, married the Black Panther, and became the leader of the X-Men. Do you ever once in those movies picture Halle Berry becoming the leader of the fucking X-Men? Do you once get, people say, oh, I love X2 because it had Nightcrawler. Yeah, you know what? X2 was me. It was Transformers fucking 2, where motherfuckers didn't appear in the third one, and they gave no fucking reason why they never showed up. And then the reason was like, oh, I heard because he didn't want to put the makeup back on. It's like, nigga, you signed up for this shit. You know what the fuck you was getting into. If anything, that's an even bigger insult then. It's like, I didn't know the makeup would take that long, so, you know, I don't want to get back into it. I'm tired of fucking Wolverine's origin story. They might as well call X1, 2, and 3 the backstory of all Wolverine. The fucking bullet, that third movie just summed up pretty much how my feelings of where 1 and 2 was leading up to. The fact that they killed Scott off in the first 5 minutes just to make the main character of Wolverine fall in love with Jean Grey, I found to be a joke. And for them to carry it into the next Wolverine movie and saying, even though he's lived for millions of years and dated a lot of women and shit like that, Jean was the one that just... Because if you saw in the first three movies, that was the one that he really loved. And I was like, I didn't never count that in the first three movies at all, actually. Iceman is atrocious. That has got to be the worst fucking character besides Storm I've ever seen on Story. He is a Twilight fan fiction character, along with Rogue's weak ass. The movies, personally, are just shit. And I'm glad people are starting to see that the longer, the more years that pass by. It's like, you know, those movies really aren't that great now. Yeah, I'm glad you finally realizing that shit. And now we're moving to Days of Future Past where, Wolverine, we need you to go back in time. Why do you need Wolverine to go back in time? It's almost as if this studio is saying, yeah, we're not trying to make sense. We just want the character that's going to make the money to go back in time, not the one that may have the speed that can get it done quicker. Because that just seems more, a little bit more logical, you know. But no, we're going to put the main actor here because he's the biggest star in here and he's going to draw more money in. So why not? Fuck him. People are going to pay to see it anyway. If I personally didn't have to see it for a review, I would never see that fucking movie. I don't give a shit what they do.
Well, there you go, people.
Fuck
there
them.
You
go.
Tell us what you really think.
I can go on longer, but I was like, yeah, I gotta stop now because I'm turning red right now. Steam coming out my fucking ears right now. Just like, that first movie is so fucking boring. It's goddamn, wow. And you got a Wolverine's origin movie where you're talking about, oh, Sabretooth and Wolverine was brothers. They sure didn't look like it in that first movie. they had no continuity in them films.
Oh God, no! That's the last thing in that fucking mind.
Jesus Christ! I'm sorry, Wolverine. Hugh Jackman is an actor. Fine, he's decent. Whatever. I never once saw him do anything where he stood out to me. Where I was just like, that guy is amazing. He's gonna be a star. I think he's a boring Wolverine, and he doesn't bring anything sexy or stylish to that character at all. I think he just plays it as whatever. And the fact that he wants to be on for a little bit longer. Just threw my interest way downhill for the next characters coming up. I would actually think Tom Hardy would make a better fucking Wolverine personally. Short, muscular, he's got charisma. A lot more charisma than fucking Hugh Jackman does. I'm sorry. Hugh Jackman's a fucking no-hack talent. Oh, motherfucker does. Oh, he can sing and dance on Broadway. I don't give a fuck. So can Daniel Radcliffe. But you don't see nobody niggas knocking on his fucking door to play Spider-Man or nothing like that. Okay then, shit.
P1, when I asked you to, you know, tell me how you really feel, it was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay, my bad. Hey, how much time you got here? No.
We ain't got no time because that's the darkness, everybody.
Darkness, baby. Darkness. And another thing, no,
thank you guys for listening to the darkness. Don't forget to check out the Darkio's darkness video made by Wayne.
And you.
I had no part.
Yeah, I think I saw you with a wig in that video. Well, people, that's been another edition of the darkness. Like my darkness brother said, we got a lot of shit coming up, so stay tuned. Keep coming back, darkies. And like TJ said, check out that Darkio's cereal commercial that's going to be posted with this episode, of course. And congratulations to Mac 2.0 once again for winning that shitty-ass movie, Gravity. damn. I'm the phenomenal one.
And I'm Chicago's John, and thank you from Australia.
Damn, nigga, you just forgot. Okay.
Hey, leave me out, motherfucker. Anyway, I'm Cody.
You can go ahead, CJ, now.
And thank you from Australia, the Docios. And thank you. Hey, congratulations to Luke, Wayne's brother, for getting married and all that other good shit. So
yeah, congrats to Luke, too. Yeah.
Yes,
congrats.
Then fuck you, Wayne.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is ready!
When the darkness comes.